All units be advised that the suspect is now on foot.
Sometimes. Pick up for Maggie?
Maggie Wilson.
Yeah, going to Kingsland Avenue?
Yep.
Great. So you have the full address? It's 252 Kingsland
Avenue. Yep. Oh, there's water in the back, if you want one.
Free water. Don't mind if I do. Lethe Springs. I have not heard of that one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, but it tastes just like water. So how's your night going?
It's going.
Well, it's one of those.
Always one of those. You want some music or something?
Yeah, sure. Live a little.
It seems like a safe bet to use a rideshare service like Uber or Lyft, especially late at night. It's convenient. But when you step into the car, how do you know what you're really getting into? I mean, have you read the terms of service for these things? Their liability is like nothing. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, this is The Truth. And for today's story, we're going to take a ride in a stranger's car.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, here we go. Now back to rideshare.
I'm actually just coming from trivia. I know it doesn't matter, but my team won.
Bravo. Good for you.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's funny how mortality makes winning seem important.
Huh, yeah. I mean, I guess I never thought about it like that before. Is that from a tea tag or something? Or did the Dalai Lama say that?
No. I just said it. Right now.
Huh. I'm gonna put that little gem in my notes. Ugh, I hate my phone. I have no reception in the middle of the city. It's a four, so it's collapsing like a dying star. I'm bringing me down with it. Most of the drivers have to look at maps these days. How long have you been driving?
Oh, I've been driving forever.
Oh.
I've been around.
Kingsland, I said that, right?
Yep. 252.
Maybe I shouldn't even say this, but I actually don't really have a memory of calling this ride. I only had two beers at trivia, but I guess I must be a lightweight now. Yeah, I was in the bodega and then... Huh.
Excuse me, we got another pickup in this pool.
Oh, of course.
You Sam?
Could I slam?
Sure. You're going to Astoria?
Yeah.
Good. Water in the back if you want one.
Complimentary water. Oh, hell yeah. We changed the station. This music kind of sucks. Yeah, I didn't mean turn it off. I just meant put on something decent. How's your night going?
It's going well.
That's good?
Yeah. My team won trivia tonight, so good night for me.
Like a game night. I went to trivia once. It was all stuff on Brooklyn history. Pretty boring.
Well, sounds like a bad trivia night.
It's like karaoke for nerds.
Trivia comes from the Latin word trivial.
Yeah, I checked out after you said Latin. Without money riding on it, it doesn't matter. There's no stakes. put some money in there. Now we're talking. See, if you ask me Brooklyn historical trivia for a grand, boom.
So then you'll, like, know the answer just because there's money involved?
I'll find the answer because there's money involved.
Yeah. We just won shots.
Yeah, I bet it was the well stuff, too.
It was so bad.
You know, I'd still go for a well gin about now. What a night. Crazy. Do you mind if I smoke?
Yeah, actually, I do mind.
Well, that's too bad.
No, can you not, actually?
Look, I only asked because I had a 50-50 shot of you saying yes anyway.
Can you wait? Sorry, driver, please?
Yo, can you chill out? He's not saying anything, so it's okay.
No.
You can't smoke.
Excuse me?
You can't smoke.
You'll just be home soon. You can just...
Look, I'll be polite and I'll do it out the window like a gentleman.
Cool, thank you.
What do you got it on child lock for? Hey, open the window.
Calm down. It's easier that way.
You're acting pretty shady right now.
Who, me?
Not you. You have a yoga mat.
Okay, well...
Mr. Driver guy. This guy. All right, last thing I was doing was running, and now I'm in a black Hyundai. You want to tell me how you got me in here? Because you look pretty geriatric.
Yeah, I also don't
Shut up.
Know.
Like I said, sit back, relax, drink your water.
What's in the water?
It won't be long.
I don't like how you said that. Don't like it one bit.
Sir, I don't know if you're intending to be menacing, but you're really... Wait, we're not even going in the right direction.
It's not even the long way. It's just not the way.
The direction we're going.
I'm going to call another driver, and... Do you have reception?
Yo, this is bad.
You think?
It's much easier if you allow the transition to happen.
Buddy, you have no idea who you're messing with.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna be generous and give you to the count of three to cough up some answers.
Oh my god, please put the gun away.
One.
Stop the car. I need to get out, please.
Two.
I have to get out, please.
Three.
What are you doing?
Later.
Oh my god.
What the hell? What is up with this thing?
Please, I want to get out.
I legit just used it.
Hello, sir? I have to get out of the car. Please pull over.
I need a smoke. What? You got magnets or something messing with my stuff?
Magnets.
Nothing is working.
Please, let us go. I don't want to die.
Oh, I can't kill you.
See, you'll just torture us in a basement or something. Quaint.
Please, I have a cat and I'm a
you
teacher.
Can
and
personalize
I just had a really good Tinder date
you
and
want.
It's.
You're already dead.
What?
Yeah, you're deceased.
Hold up. I'm in a car with a dead chick?
No, he's saying that you're dead too.
Yeah. Sorry. Thought you got that. Yep, you've passed on.
Passed on like how?
I feel fine.
Breathe.
None of this is true.
It's all okay.
How is it okay?
If you
Shut
allow.
Up, old man.
I'm saying. You can take a pleasant car ride.
Shut up!
Sit back. Look out the window. You're suspended right now. In transit.
Prove it. Prove I'm dead.
Check your pulse.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I got no pulse.
Oh my god. Don't drink that water.
The water helps the crossing over. It's bottled at the source from the river between. Helps the memories fade. Releases the past.
So it's like alcohol. Why didn't you say so?
You should also drink.
No thanks.
Most people find comfort in forgetting. Suit yourself.
If I'm dead, then why are we going towards Jersey?
That's where the other side is.
The other side?
Sure. It's like a gateway. Besides, it just looks like the Holland Tunnel to you. What you see all depends on what you've lived.
This isn't happening.
Oh, easy there.
How did I die?
Yeah, me too. How?
You sure you want to know?
Yes.
Okay. Maggie. So that bodega you stopped in after the bar and trivia... You were buying coconut water and some beet chips.
I forgot about the beet chips.
You were facing away from the register, shot by a stray bullet which hit you in the back of the head, ricocheted off the slicer behind the cold cuts case.
What? Shot? Why shot? What did I do to get shot?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Sorry?
Yeah.
For
earlier.
Yeah, the gun thing where you tried to shoot our driver. Wait. You shot me.
I wasn't trying to.
You freaking shot me? You ruined my life, the whole thing.
It's not personal.
How is it not personal? It's the most personal thing ever.
I died too.
Can you please stop gesturing with the gun?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Driver, are you dropping both of us off at the same place?
Oh, no. We going to Delaware?
We're crossing the river over to the other side. One place. That's it.
Are you sure about that? Because I feel like he should definitely go somewhere else. Like somewhere for people who shoot people in the head.
I'm just the messenger. Actually, that's Hermes. I'm the ferryman.
I said I'm sorry.
I'm not talking to you.
I'm sorry about the, bang. The bang bang.
The gun?
You got caught in between. It happens.
It happens? No, it doesn't happen. You made it happen. You shot me in the head while I was buying pretend healthy snacks because I was a little tipsy after winning trivia because I knew who Martina Navratilova is, and I was just going to go home, feed my cat, go to sleep after downing a few glasses of water, and teach 7th graders Wuthering Heights in the morning.
The cops did that to me too then. With the... bang, it goes bang.
Ugh, the gun!
You made a run for it. Got her on the block. But they cornered you. Told you to drop your weapon, but... shot you about 14 times. All body hits. Oof. Mostly. Well, two to the head.
Damn. Yeah. Went out like Scarface.
You're hardly Scarface. Your death involves a bodega. What were you even doing there? No, just stop drinking that for one second. I think I deserve to have some answers from you, for you to be accountable for once in your life.
Afterlife. Once in your after.
Whatever. Come on, why?
The answer is that I didn't mean to.
Why did you do it?
Because I needed money.
That's such a bad answer. I mean, don't you have anything that you care about?
Nope. It's just me versus the world.
I don't believe you.
Stuff got complicated. Go big or go home, so...
Wow, go big or go home. Some really deep words to live by.
To have lived by.
My cat. My poor cat. I know Duncan is just sleeping on the radiator right now. In the apartment I'm never going back to. Oh, my mom and my brother and... Oh my god, my room is such a mess right now. Everyone's going to think I was a hoarder.
Look, lady.
Maggie.
You should know that I never made anyone, leave. I never did.
You what?
I never, with the...
Gun?
Yeah. Never gunned anyone before.
How sweet, I was your first.
I know I keep going on about the water, but you are human and it's only gonna get weirder from here. Good. Music?
Why not? Let's live a little.
I don't even know what comes after this myself. I have my ideas and notions and, you know, thoughts, but I just drive. Drive, drive, drive. But maybe that makes you feel better.
Why would it make me feel better that you also don't know what's going on or what comes afterwards?
I'm just saying not knowing is universal.
He talks like one of those cookies from a restaurant with the paper inside.
Yeah, next he'll tell me what my lucky numbers are and how to say cabbage in Mandarin.
There's some mints back there.
Mints?
Yeah.
What do they do?
be minty.
They're just mint sweet.
Fresh breath transcends mortality.
Who's Martina Navratilova?
Tennis player.
This is a...
Mint.
One was sweet. A sweet one of this.
Candy?
Yeah. She liked that.
Who?
I had a small girl.
You had a daughter?
Yeah, a daughter. She was always laughing. She liked that color, the sun and some kind of flowers.
Yellow?
Yes.
So, the sun rises, births and deaths and subway delays and acts of love and all the kale I ate, it doesn't matter then?
It all matters.
It all matters.
Well, everything except the kale.
I ate so much kale. We all did. But if it all matters, then nothing matters.
No, all of it matters. Everything.
Everything matters.
Yep.
Your daughter, what was her name?
What? Huh?
Your daughter.
What?
You said she likes yellow and laughs a lot?
Have we met?
Hey, pick a person, place, or thing. Pick a person, place, or thing.
A what?
Pick a person, place, or thing. You pick one, and then I'll guess what you are.
Okay. That man.
No. You don't tell me, you just think of it, and then I guess it.
Oh.
And don't pick the car.
Oh. I'm sorry, I'm bad at this game.
It's okay. You play anyway.
It's all forgotten now, the trouble and the pain. Forgotten every word I said. Forgotten every tear you shed. We're still in love. It's all forgiven now. We're back in lover's lane, and though we wandered from our way, the corner's turned and we can say we're still in love. For you and
Rideshare, performed by Dana Kaplan-Engel, Amir Darvish, and Boris Hyken. It was written by Lila Newman and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. Special thanks to Magnet Theater, who offer classes and shows on improv, sketch, and storytelling in New York City. Find out more at magnettheater.com. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a curated network of extraordinary cutting-edge podcasts. Find out more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. And you can learn more about our show on our website, thetruthpodcast.com. And if you'd like to sponsor a future episode of The Truth, send an email to sponsor@radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is Carrie Kasten. I'm Jonathan Mitchell. And you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.